The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I mentioned this suggestion from the government that asylum seekers who are working might have to contribute to the cost of their accommodation and other services, up to €238 in some cases. Fergus Finlay is a columnist with the Irish Examiner and he's with me now. Fergus, do you think this is fair?
No, not at that amount, and not when you put it that way, not when it's put that way. And that is the way it has been put. I don't think it's unreasonable if there are people living in Ireland and working in Ireland, part of our community, welcome in our community. I don't think it's unreasonable to ask them to pay a reasonable contribution towards their accommodation. They would obviously have to pay a rent if they were lucky enough to get a place in the private sector, or if they were accepted into social housing, and God knows a lot more should be, but there is such a shortage of public house, social housing now. They would have to pay, you know, a rent under the differential rent scheme. And I don't think it's unreasonable to think in those kind of terms. I think it's absolutely unreasonable to think in terms of somebody arriving in Ireland looking for asylum, fleeing from terror, fleeing from persecution, that we would be thinking in terms of how much can we squeeze out of them. That's not just inappropriate. It's really a breach of our international obligations. I don't think it's what the government are proposing, but I think they need to spell out what they are proposing in real detail, in real clear detail. And the one thing they must not do under any circumstances, they must not develop an idea which is pandering to this kind of anti-foreigner sentiment that is raising its head every now and again.
Yeah, because I wonder to what degree that's what we were looking at here. Because so there's a 2018 European Communities regulation that allows member states to do this type of thing. The 238 is kind of a max on a sliding scale. It can be as low as €15 a week. But it's self-declared. So you wonder how many people actually would end up paying it at all, which makes me suspect that this isn't about kind of revenue raising or getting people to kind of pay their way. It's actually about being able to turn around to some of the mob you mention and say, oh, look what we're doing. We're not letting them come here and get a free ride.
Well in the commentary I saw today, the Taoiseach is quoted as saying that one of the reasons you want to do this is for social cohesion. Now, I read that as code to try and placate the people who hate foreigners. And maybe that was me being unfair, but that's how I read it. And that is the last thing you should be trying to do. I mean, if you were a local authority tenant in Ireland, you'd be very, very, very rich indeed to be paying anything like €238 in rent. But you wouldn't be self-declaring. You know, if you're a local authority tenant in Ireland, your landlord, i.e. the local authority, has to know your salary, has to know your income, and you have to be able to stand over it. And I don't think that's unreasonable at all. I don't think it's unreasonable for people to be producing payslips and to have, a deduction made for reasonable accommodation on the basis of those payslips. But nothing like that. Nothing like that. And never for that reason.
You'd wonder about the mechanics of collection as well and how that would be put in place. I mean, you're not going to have the providers, one would assume, the private providers of accommodation to asylum seekers through the IPAS system suddenly turning into rent collectors.
You probably aren't, and you wouldn't want it. And I shudder to think what would happen if somebody was in default of their rent with some of these private providers. So, I think it's very messy. I think it's very... Now, we do have good systems in Ireland. Now, that's not saying they're perfect. Every local authority has a problem with uncollectible rent and uncollected rent. But we do have good systems of, a differential rent scheme that works by and large. That's the sort of scheme that should be applied, but can only really be applied in publicly owned accommodation. If you're asking, the profit makers who are making creaming off millions out of the provision that we have at the moment, and some unfortunate falls into arrears, I shouldn't think what would happen to them.
Yeah, I mean, there's often limitations as well on the type of work. I mean, there's I think on paper, there is no kind of upper income ceiling. But I doubt there's very few people still in the system who are kind of earning six-figure sums.
No, there are quite a few Ukrainian refugees in Ireland who have been here a while, who are kind of fairly settled in a way, and who are working. Very, very few of them are working for more, I would reckon, than the living wage, which is, you know, 12 to 13 euro an hour. They're not going to be in a position to afford phenomenal rents at the end of a week.
No,
and of course, if they are working, they're in the tax system. They're paying into social insurance. They're paying into income tax if they are working.
And I just and other international protection applicants, I understand. I think you have to be waiting. Your application has to be in process for 9 months or longer before you can apply for
a work permit. You're not allowed to work.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to work. You're not allowed to earn. The state gives you an allowance. I mean, if you believe some of the fearmongers and the hate mongers out there, they think they claim the state has given out mobile phones and cars and God knows what else. In fact, the state gives something under, I can't remember the exact amount, something well under 40 euro for an adult and a lot less than that for a child.
I just, you know, I think on the face of when people hear a story that, you know, if people are working, they might be asked to contribute and pay some of their way. I think on the face of it, a lot of people might agree with that sentiment. But the more you dig into it, the detail and the kind of hoops that have to be jumped through and the self-declaration elements and the eligibility when it comes to work and everything else and the mechanisms that it would have to be put in place. I'm kind of coming around more and more today to your position that what this is kind of a pandering to the mob who suggests that these people are getting too much stuff for free.
I'm afraid that's kind of what I think. I mean, I'm not accusing the Taoiseach or anybody else of deliberately pandering, but and I mean, to be fair to the Taoiseach, he's taken an awful lot of heat from these people. He's taken a lot of abuse from these people, and he's had to put up with an awful lot from these people, these hate mongers. So I hope his first instinct isn't to pander to them. But it doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound good. I mean, in principle, there's nothing wrong with making a contribution to helping towards paying your way if you're in a position to do that. But the difference in practice and principle in this case is a mess.
Yeah. Fergus Finlay, economist with the Irish Examiner. Fergus, thanks a million for joining us here on the show.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.